when our kids were small, I used to call my mom to babysit, and she would hang up on me. I told her one night that I thought parenting got easier as the kids got older, and she just laughed until she cried.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I think I am going crazy. It was my wife speaking. From my vantage point behind a ham and cheese on rye, her voice seemed to emanate from a pile of laundry, which consisted largely of recyclable and extremely ripe diapers. 4 years ago, we had enjoyed our last vacation alone. We laughed, talked, slept, and golfed together. But sitting behind the sandwich, I felt like we'd hardly talked to each other since. This can happen when you have 3 kids in 3 years. How about 2 weeks in the Bahamas, I said, half-joking. Let's borrow the money from your parents. Well, we need to do something, said the voice behind the pile of laundry. The poor girl was as tired as a centipede at a tap dancing convention. That night, I made a secret phone call. Yes, I whispered, just one night. You sure you can handle them that long? No problem, said my mom. Remember the apron you gave me? Grandparents are for loving and babysitting. 24 hours later, we were off to the nearest city, to a hotel with a great escape weekend rate and a nice restaurant. Will that be a table for two? Yes, just two, please. Ah, those words felt sweet in my mouth. Will that be smoking or non-smoking? Asked the waiter. The year was 1990. We had options we don't have anymore. The breathing section, please, I said. Once seated, we looked around. Flickering candles, oak hardwood, peace, quiet. This is so nice, said Ramona, which being translated meaneth, no high chairs or bibs. No one is drooling. No one is screaming. No one is biting his sister. Just a bunch of adults and a table for two. We sat there in silence, looking at each other over two yellow roses. Her green eyes were reflecting the candlelight, which ignited her smile. I still can't believe you fell for me, I whispered with a grin. You were the one who fell, she said. And we recounted our first downhill ski trip in high school, when she watched me drop 10 feet from the chairlift near the top of the mountain. I lived, she laughed, and I loved that laugh. Ramona took a flower from the vase and held it to her nose. Across the dim restaurant, another couple watched us, suspiciously, perhaps wondering if we were in the midst of some illicit affair. Married people don't act like that, do they? It's great to be in love with your wife, I said. And it's getting better, isn't it? She smiled and said, yeah, it is. Early in our marriage, I sometimes wondered if we'd make it. A clash of wills, angry nights when there seemed no solution. Two selfish kids trying to make sense of a lifelong commitment. Marriages are made in heaven, someone said, but we quickly learned that they are lived on earth. Looking back now, I realized that the one thing neither of us would contemplate was divorce. The word did not enter our minds or our vocabularies. Huey Lewis, the great theologian, sang, I'm happy to be stuck with you. You might say we were stuck, but I believe it provided us the time and God the opportunity to create a better thing between us. In time, we came to recognize that marriages aren't the result of accident or luck or constant goosebumps, but a lifelong investment of time, forgiveness, prayer, persistent commitment, and when possible, a brief vacation from the kids. Later that night, in the darkness of a mercifully quiet hotel room, we thanked God for His grace, and I lay there with a smile on my face. Things were far from perfect, of course, but they were on the upswing. It's great being married to your best friend, I whispered, especially when you started out going downhill.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.